wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 27th, 2013. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan, the opposer of righteousness. Destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Destroy the mind of the synagogue of Satan, the Illuminati Masonic order. Destroy the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and division. We want to climb up out of that mentality. Overcome all the barriers such as ethnicity, race, class, gender, age, regional differences. We want to, in the mind of God, the mind of Christ, overcome all those barriers and come together and organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, wonderful, beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Most High Lord Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, as the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now, the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language, and you may find Allah in the African Hebrew on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary under the number 5927, and that word is a verb having to do with raising up, ascending, raising us up into the mind of the Almighty Father, that we, with the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father, are enabled to go above and beyond this wicked system, excel the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and in the mind of the Most High Father, Allah, we are able to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked world that is on its way out, and we will be able to create, facilitate the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the same Almighty Father, known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, sacred, masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, as having the attribute of conceiving. Not just begatting, but conceiving. Because Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh is an African Hebrew scientific word, teaching us the science of living and life and existing and birth as the union of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine coming together in union to give birth to life and existing, existing and living, giving birth to existing and living. That Most High Father and Mother, existing one, life, living one, that is the cause behind the existence of all, that causative factor that causes the existence of universe and all within the universe. The science of first law of science is the law of cause and effect. Yahweh, Yahweh, masculine, feminine, father, mother, the cause of all the effects, you and I being a part of the effects. So Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh Ab, the Almighty Father, Yahweh Aim, the Almighty Mother. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 Kokmoth is the word for wisdom. That word is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that our Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's the word conceived, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is mother of universe, mother of creation, mother of human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the word that describes the reality that the whole of the universe is alive with the Spirit of the Almighty. Ka is the African Hebrew and African Egyptian Kemet word for spirit, teaching us that there is nothing dead in the universe. All is alive. Even that which we say is inanimate is alive on a molecular level. Atoms, molecules, neutrons, protons, electrons, on a molecular, all is alive. Kadosh and holy and sanctified, all of that wrapped in the word Kadosh. Now, Ruach Ka, we are combining Ruach and Ha and hearing Ruach Ka. Ruach Ka, that Ka, word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, Ruach Ka. In the 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, we're given Ruach, but we hear Ruach Ka. Now, Ak is the word for the womb in African Egypt Kemet, W-O-M-B. The tomb was a womb to teach us that the universe is the womb for life, birth, rebirth, and resurrection. And the Ka, the word for spirit. So the womb, the spirit womb, that the spirit womb that is that place for birth, rebirth, resurrection, and life, Ruach Ka, Kadosh. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit's name is Allah, I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il, Allah, and you hear Illah, the mother, and you hear Allah, the Almighty Father, properly understood, none but our mother, Illah, and our father, Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, none but in the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word found, I believe, under the number 5931. And when you examine the words and you see 5928, 29, and 30, these are Allah and variations that are the feminine of Allah, having to do with ascending as well. The Almighty in the feminine ascending, raising us up into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may do what? Allah, which means occurrence and circumstance. We are able to now, we are empowered to change the circumstance of this earth and universe, take the earth back from the wicked, provide the universe for the whole of the human family, and we rule kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, sacred feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Mother was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. You have Yahshua, which is the feminine. Yahushua in the feminine, that power in the feminine, Yahshua. Then you have Yahushua, which is the masculine. We're honoring sacred feminine and sacred masculine, Yahushua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but best believe the truth, that Christ, that universal power of truth, justice, and righteousness has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, these represent the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, teaching all of us that when we go into the names and the definitions, when we become Yahushua Mashiach, when we become Jesus Christ, when we become that vehicle that liberates the human family from wickedness, from death, hell, and destruction, from warfare and bloodshed. That is Christ. Christ is the vehicle in the universe. Christ is the power in the universe. And Christ is the power within your person. All of us are Christ's, living in human flesh with the duty and mission of delivering the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Yahushua means health, wealth, and prosperity. Because all of these realities have been stolen, hijacked from the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So we must stand up and deliver. Stand up and liberate. These are the other two definitions, deliverance and liberty. Liberate the human family from wickedness, death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. And warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families that if they continue along this path, they are preparing themselves for a doom that the Most High is here to seek vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we must warn ourselves as well. When we understand this reality, we will fulfill Book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that these are the last days of judgment in Babylon. And it is time now that we rise up in the power of Christ and clean up the whole of the universe and the whole of this earth and the whole of we neighborhoods and nations and communities and households and clean up our own spiritual and begin this process by cleaning our own spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure. What we want to do is try our best to deal with the Sunday school lesson, The Blessing Passes to Jacob, October 27th, 2013. But we want to do a review first and set this whole thing up. We want to review what we taught last session, dealing with Hagar, dealing with Abraham, dealing with Sarah, dealing with Ishmael, dealing with Isaac. What we want to see, sisters and brothers, is that the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine must unite, that we may produce truth, justice, and righteousness. And in this society that we live under, we have a rejection of the sacred feminine, which is why you and I have not known that Holy Spirit is mother. Holy Spirit is feminine. But when you go into the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew language, then we can see how mother Holy Spirit was neutered in the Greek language and then transgendered into a male in the Latin language. And now we have neutering and transgendering in the society, and it is indicative of what we have done to the Almighty, because the Almighty is Father and Mother. So we want to elevate the sacred feminine. At the same time, we will be elevating the sacred masculine. Remember what we said about Hagar. Remember, Hagar was a slave, and Hagar means flight. Hagar was on the run, and in a system of slavery, death, hell, destruction, and oppression, you have running, you have moving, you have immigration, because people are trying to flee out from under oppression, death, hell, destruction, slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so Hagar was pregnant, and she ran away from her condition of slavery, the Most High working with Abraham, working with Sarah, that they would have children that would eliminate slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. But they had to go through this process. So they had enslaved Hagar. Hagar runs, but Hagar is met by the Most High. The Most High saw the condition of Hagar. The Most High would not let Hagar think that the Most High did not care for Hagar. This is a lesson to all of us, that we must take the mind of the Most High and care for the least of these. Care for that one that is in the mud, that one that is on the most bottom of the system, and do what we must do to reach that one that is on the bottom? Hagar representing all oppressed. Hagar representing women. And in this society, international, women are disrespected. Women suffer. Women raped and brutalized and disrespected and pushed aside. Many of my Muslim sisters and brothers in the so-called Muslim world, not understanding Islam, is truth, justice, and righteousness, following the way of the wicked ones who are in power in Saudi Arabia and the Muslim world, who are following the dictates of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, have denied women respect, denied women education. And my minister, Louis Farrakhan, on his travels has come back and reported to us that many times, and I'm saying many, I'm trying to remember whether it was all the time, but many times women denied the opportunity to pray to the Most High in the mosque, having to pray outside in the dirt. And these leaders think that they are promoting Islam? Wrong. You have rejected and disrespected the sacred feminine. And don't think that the Western world and the Christian world is any different. Women suffering rapes, suffering brutalization, suffering oppression and denial of living wage job and denial of health care and denial of dignity. So the whole earth, the whole of the human family must go back to the sacred feminine and raise the sacred feminine. And in verse 13 of chapter 16, the Lord, Yahweh, and Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, is father and mother, the Most High. Through, it says, she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? And the Most High saw the plight of Hagar, and in short told her to return. Not return to slavery, to stay enslaved forever, but return to that protective house so you can have your child, and at the proper time. At the proper time, the Most High would work a situation that would push Hagar and Ishmael out from under slavery into freedom, and Ishmael would be great. This is to teach us, sisters and brothers, that the Most High wants to work circumstances in our lives for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed that will push us into liberation and freedom. And this is the day for the freedom and liberation of the whole of the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to realize relationship with the Most High, realize relationship with the universe, and realize that power is within ourselves to free ourselves. So that word, Yahweh, Yahuwah, that is the Lord in English, all capital L-O-R-D, is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother that spake unto her, thou God. Now this word God is 410 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Many times you see 430, but in this case it's 410, and that word is El. El was the God in Canaan, and so the Hebrews didn't care about the word, they cared about the righteous conduct. If you claim, America claims Jesus Christ, but is America righteous? No. So we don't reject Jesus. We reject wickedness and teach the wicked who Yahushua really is. So El, and this word El has to do with strength and mighty and godlike and heroes. And this word El is masculine. Now, when you get to 430 and Elohim, although it's rendered masculine, Elohim means God and goddess, but we're looking at the Most High through this masculine word having to do with strength. And if you continue with the root of 410, you will see 3-5-2, which is Ayil, which is the ram. And isn't it interesting that we are at this time of Abraham moving into Moses, into the time of Aries, and the sign or the symbol of the Aries is the ram and the ram's horn. And so the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to be raised as a strong nation, but they were to be balanced by Venus and love, whereas they were to be warriors for truth, justice, and righteousness, but warriors with the power of love and wisdom. And so, the God that seeth me, the Most High Father and Mother, coming through the sacred masculine as the strong one, and the word seest, 7210, roi, is masculine. And looking and appearing and seeing and sight and spectacle. And so this is masculine. And so we see the power of the Most High through the masculine, sacred masculine. And she says, have I also here looked after him? Now, that seeth me. And the word after him, this phrase after him, which you would think would be masculine, when I researched this definition, akar, 310, this word is feminine. So, she looked after her. She experienced the sacred masculine seeing her, and then she looked after her. She's now looking at the sacred feminine aspect of the power of the Most High, akar. Feminine adjective. It means after the following part, behind, hinder, afterwards. It's as if the Most High came and went, and now she is seeing after, looking after the Most High. And this is the sacred feminine. She Hagar, is able to go back and forth between sacred masculine and sacred feminine. And so she named the place where this took place, the well was called Beer La Hai Roi. And I'm not quite saying that correctly, and I'm trying my best. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Berit. And the well is feminine. And I'm reminded of Aquarius and the water and the bucket full of water, and the man has the well and the bucket full of water, and a well is a big old bucket with water coming out. And so we're looking at Aquarius, and this word well is feminine noun, and we're looking at the sacred feminine. And then the well was called, let me see if I can say this, sisters and brothers, Be'er Lak Ah Iroi. Be'er Lak Iroi. 883. Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a combination of words, sisters and brothers, and we're going to go into that on the other side of the break. See you on the other side of the break.